Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and for your mandate after Switzerland presidency. So we recognize a lot of your efforts in this support group, because support group is very important, because it's an opportunity to build systematization of our reflection and our thought. And we cannot build juridic text or reference juridics without reflection and without our support, because sometimes we think a lot of Sendai framework for the written text, but how about our thought? Our thought give Sendai framework. So the stage of our thinking, we should not be forgotten, and those meetings are very important, and we should ensure the follow-up with this meeting regularly for all member states, because sustainable development now is reality, is sustainable development is viable alternative. It's recognized by everywhere. Yesterday, I was in the meeting of Francophonie, and Mr. Moller, he said three things: human rights, sustainable development, and I think another point. But sustainable development was the third key element of the international agenda. What does it mean? It means that we have a huge responsibility to defend. We are like lawyer of this responsibility. Lawyer within the United Nations system, member state, secretariat, and all other stakeholders in the new concept of governance, civil society, and the major group. And I want also to express my congratulations for our colleague, the new representative. And I think he has a lot of experience, and the follow-up will be in very, we say in French, entre de bonnes mains, in very good hands. So I think for me, we should have some generalities in our expression, to understand more our mission or our function. Our function is, what is the international stake that we are working for us? It's like now we are facing like just competition between humanitarian issues and sustainable development issues. Humanitarian issues is the short-term objective. And sustainable development issues is the long-term objective. Disaster risk reduction is long-term objective, but humanitarian is short. So this is like competition. Who are growing faster, humanitarian or sustainable development? So we should be careful, and we should not create a gap between the importance that will be or is given right now by the international community more to humanitarian issues against sustainable development issues, because long-term objective is challenges, and long-term objective is now changing the vision and the strategy of our international community. So this is reality, it's viable, it's credible by the agenda post 2015, the objective of sustainable development, SDGs, and the agenda. So it's United Nations process. So our responsibility is to preserve these challenges and also this balance strategy between humanitarian and sustainable. Humanitarian should not delete sustainable development. Sustainable development should be in our vision. That's why I think Istanbul Summit is challenges for UNSDR and also for member state to defend this very noble objective and this recognized and pragmatic and long-term objective that is UNISDR. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. New Representative Secretary.